Going back to adjuvant hormonal therapy, you mentioned the side effects and the potential benefits of therapy. I want to ask you a few sort of related questions. What about the duration of adjuvant hormonal therapy? What's the usual duration and what clinical research is going on in that area?
It's a very big question. Let's start with tamoxifen. Tamoxifen has been around, as I've said, since the 1970s, so a lot is known about it. And the duration studies have been well worked out with adjuvant tamoxifen. Tamoxifen is prescribed for 5 years in the adjuvant setting, off the bat, if you're giving it as tamoxifen alone. More than 5 years of tamoxifen has shown to be of no benefit and may actually increase toxicity and actually be detrimental to the patient outcome. So for adjuvant tamoxifen, if given by itself, the duration is for 5 years. However, with the aromatase inhibitors, a lot less is known about it. So depending on whether we give the aromatase inhibitors up front, after 2 years, or even after 5 years, the duration of aromatase inhibitors is not known. In fact, there will be several studies that would even randomize patients when they have reached a five-year mark to see whether or not continuation of an AI would be of benefit in that setting. There is no data available as to how long we should give an aromatase inhibitor for.
Another thing that's come out with research on the aromatase inhibitor is the issue of delayed relapse, relapses between, for example, years 5 and 10. And one of the strategies that's been looked at is to use aromatase inhibitors in women who previously received tamoxifen. Can you talk about that research and how that gets translated into practice?
So this study was done by the National Cancer Institute of Canada, and the lead investigator was Dr. Paul Goss. And basically, essentially, patients who received 5 years of tamoxifen were randomized to nothing or to an aromatase inhibitor. In this case, it was letrozole. And essentially, in this extended use of aromatase inhibitor, there was a significant benefit in decreasing the chance of relapse in patients. So that study has been published a year or two ago, and a lot of work is now continuing as to whether or not these patients should be continued for further in the adjuvant setting.